Hello, this is Matt Muller, and I've been in Zhengzhou, in the south of Hunan Province, People's Republic of China, for 1 week now. I just came from America to teach English in China. This morning, I finally got the word that I'll be teaching literature, American and British literature, and drama. That's 24 hours before my first class. So now I'm preparing for it all. I'm trying to think of ways to introduce my subjects and tell my students why should they learn to read English literature in the first place? Why should Chinese people study English literature? Why should Chinese people study Shakespeare, Tennessee Williams? And so that is one of my challenges. From all accounts, it seems like Zhengzhou City is the real China. It is very dirty. It's very drabby. Everything's falling apart. There is litter everywhere and not a spot of cleanliness to see. There is plumes of dirt and dust being thrown up by construction vehicles. There is everywhere you go, you just feel dirty. Just stepping outside, you feel dirty. But that's okay. The people I meet, the people I see, everywhere I go, I see a lot of beauty. You could see the beauty, and I'm talking about the inner beauty that emanates from everybody I see. You could see it in their eyes when they look at you. You could see it in their faces and their smiles. You could see the beauty coming from the way they invite you into their lives, whether it's for a family dinner, whether it's for a party, or just the way they say hello. Practicing the one word they know of English. So the campus itself is situated at the base of a high peak, a mountain. This is a very mountainous area. Surrounding the town of Zhengzhou are rice paddies and rugged hills. But the college itself is at the base of a hill, and I'm still trying to learn how to pronounce the Chinese name of the mountain, but its translation in English is Fairy King Mountain. Apparently, long ago, there was a physician, and his last name or his surname, his family name, was King. So it's not to be confused with, say, a king in a country or a king of a country in Western civilization. So this physician named King was a famous healer, and he healed the sick and cured illnesses for free and was renowned for his miracles. And then somehow, it's not clear to me yet, for his services he was transformed into a fairy, some kind of spirit or ghost. It seems like ghost, fairy, and spirit are very... The translation for these names isn't clear. So back to the campus, I'm at Shangneng University. It's like an oasis. In the space of a week, I've seen it transform from a deserted campus to a thriving academic village. And, you know, students from all over China are arriving, and it seems like just overnight, the place turned into a small city in its own right. Outside the campus, in Zhengzhou, it's a bustling city. Everybody's driving like mad. Everybody's driving through each other or against each other or with each other. And traffic laws there are no traffic laws, apparently. And in downtown, there's a lot of shops. It seems like there are three main commercial enterprises in town. Clothing, tea, and, well, cheap plastic knickknacks. So after a week of exploring town and getting to know the people and just having grand old time and getting my feet wet, I'm just happy to be here. And I think the next couple weeks will be interesting. And I look forward to blogging about them at Pathology of Wanderlust at the website MatthewMuller.com. And I look forward to talking more about Chinese culture and my experiences teaching and traveling in China. So stay tuned to my further podcasts.